Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful and thankful. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of knowing you and serving you. We thank you for this day. We pray, Lord, that your Spirit will lead us and guide us into your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. With a clap offering, why don't you take your seats? And today we want to continue with the second part of the message that we started sharing last week on the principles for church growth from the book The Mega Church. So our big theme is the mega church, and today our chapter is principles for church growth, chapter number 13. Amen. And last week, we began the first part of this particular chapter, and we talk about these principles. I think I gave you some few principles. Hallelujah. Do you remember? I gave you some few principles. For those of you who were in church, you should remember. And we said the principle of the multiplied senior pastor. We talked about that. If you are not here, the message is available. You can listen to the message. Then we talk about the principle of maximized Sunday usage. Amen. That every Christian should dedicate Sunday to the Lord. Hallelujah. The Sunday that you come to church, relax for the Lord. Do not be in a rush. And then we talk about the principle of smaller subdivisions. The principle of smaller subdivisions. That is one of the reasons why we have Bacenta meetings and we have different ministries. Hallelujah. We want to really serve the Lord and be known as part of the family. Amen. Then we talk about the principle of the person X-oriented church, that we become the type of church that's is interested in the stranger that just comes amongst us, or the new person that just comes amongst us. Hallelujah. We want to be interested in all such people. Amen. And today I want us to continue. Did I give you the fifth principle? Okay, so today I want us to continue. There are several principles, but we cannot go through all of them. So I'm going to touch on them. And so today we want to touch on the principle of catering for Group A and Group B members. There is such principle of Group A and Group B members. Now, what is that? So every church can be divided. Young people, are you listening? Very good. I like the nod. They are listening. Even answering that question with a nod means you are paying attention. And I like that. That's very good. So every church can be divided into two groups, Group A and Group B members. Now the Group A members are the more reliable people. More reliable people. These are the people who attend church twice or more a week. Do you see? These are Group A members. They are reliable. They are always at meetings. They attend church more than once a week. They attend Bacenta meetings. They are often involved in other small group activities in the church life. These are people who belong to ministries. Are you listening? They are part of ministries. They do things in the church. They have roles that they play in the church. And we are grateful and thankful. The church is always thankful for this particular group of members. And we do really appreciate their input. Hallelujah. They are the people who are responsible for all the nice things that we enjoy in the church. They take lead in organizing this, ensuring that the church is clean, you know, the church door is opened and things are working and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. It requires a lot of sacrifices. Now, we also have another group called the Group B members. Hallelujah. Everyone should be listening. Don't talk to your friend. Okay? I brought you here in particular to speak to you. Because one of the things that we really want to do is to have a lot of young people come into this Group A membership. Hallelujah. The Group A membership. Okay? So, Group B members are you listening? You want to know who are Group B members? Who wants to know the Group B members? Okay. So the Group B members, on the other hand, are the once a weekers. They are once a week church attenders. They are non-small group members. They don't join small groups. They don't join ministries. They don't belong to a fellowship. Okay. They are early service lovers. That is, they desire that our service is like 8 a.m. to 10 and we are done. You know, Sunday, I went for mass, I'm done. You know, and then they feel that they have fulfilled their quota for the Lord. So they are early service lovers and they are short sermon lovers. They don't like when the sermon is long. This is a Group B members. They are mind drifters. When they are in church, as the preaching is going on, and their mind drifts off, and then they remember, did I turn the stove off? And they, you know, they remember the grocery I have to buy. All of a sudden, not intentional, you see. They are the type, the Group B. Have you not been in a Group B membership? Why are you behaving like you are all Group A? As they are sitting there, their mind drifts off. You know, did I punch in? Did I punch out? You know? Amen. Their mind drifts off the preaching and then they come back again and they have lost some part of the preaching. They don't know where it's going now. You see, that is a Group B members. They are the ones who are daydreamers. Also, as they are in church, they are daydreaming. As if they are not here. Amen. They are the Bible forgetters. They forgot their Bible. When they came to church, they forgot their Bible. So if we don't have projection to project scriptures, they don't even have Bible app on their devices. You know, their phone is full of all kinds of things except the Bible app. So they are Bible forgetters and they are non-note takers. They don't write notes in church. So if you are sitting with anyone who does not write notes, that is a Group B member. They never write anything down. They just listen to the preaching and they hope to remember everything that the pastor said. That's a Group B membership. And there are times that some people from Group A, they move into Group B. They become familiar and they don't take notes anymore. They don't write anything anymore. It's like the pastor's sermons don't excite them anymore, you know. And all of these things, sometimes it can be from association. When you associate with certain people, it rubs off. This is that you have to be spiritual. If you are not spiritual, you can't be a Christian. There is no relationship in the church that you can take for granted. Or as a Christian, that you can take for granted. You can't take any relationship, anyone that you are relating with, anyone that you relate with, spiritually, that person can affect you. If you are not higher in spirit to affect that person for increase and improvement, that person can affect you and you go the other way. Always, always, always. Amen. So you find yourself, you know, excited about certain things, committed, doing this, and then you find yourself now drifting. Check and see who are around you. Check and see who is around you. Who is your closest friend? Who do you talk to the most? You see that you are drifting. Are you listening? You are not excited anymore. You are backsliding. That is the English term for that. Amen. You find yourself, as you are excited about preaching and amen, preach. You see that, hey, what have you not heard? Hey. Are we not tired? Let's continue the message. We don't have. So, these are Group B members. Okay? They are non-tithe payers. They don't pay tithe. Or they are not frequent tithe payers. Do you understand? And they are usually, if they pay tithe, except that they have to show tithe paying. So it's not really reflective of a tenth of their increase. You know someone who is like a Group B. Are you identifying some Group B members? They are also clock watchers. They're always looking at the clock. You know, how far? Hey, he's still on point one. He has not even moved on. You see, that's a Group B member. He says he has a lot of points, and now he's still on point one. So when is he going to finish? That's a Group B member. Amen. And they are the church near me attendee. They usually like to attend church which is close by. Like you can't find a Group B member traveling 50 miles, 30 miles, taking Uber and all. They wait for ride. This is no ride, no church. Amen. Why didn't you come to church? But you said you were going to pick me up. You didn't come. That's a Group B member. You see? Yeah. But these Group B members form a large part of the church. And so they are very important part of the church. And we must love them. We love the Group B members. Hallelujah. We cherish the Group B members. They are part of the family. Amen. And we participate and do everything for the Group B members also. Hallelujah. And the church must be conscious of the Group B members and cater to them. Preach sermons that they can appreciate, that they can understand. Hallelujah. Sermons that will keep their minds alert. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? So he says, you can choose your friends, but you cannot choose your brothers. You can't choose family members. They are family members. And family members are family members, so we love them. And not everyone will be in the Group A membership. Not everyone. Are you listening? So, the Group B members are a very important group. And we must be conscious of them, love them, and encourage them as much as we can. Because many times people move from Group B into Group A. And so if we don't cater for the Group B members, we lose them eventually. And we will not have even any more Group A members. I hope somebody is understanding what I'm sharing with you. So sometimes you see that Group B members are usually interested in social gatherings. When there's a social gathering, they all show up. And it's an opportunity for us to encourage, love, mingle, and minister to them whenever we have opportunities like that. Hallelujah. So if you remember, Jesus said that the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers, that is the Group A members, they are always few. The Group A members, the laborers are few. So we cannot just focus on the few members. Then the church will never be called a mega church. If there is a mega church, it means there are Group B members, a lot of them. Hallelujah. But we pray. He says, Jesus went on, he says, pray therefore, pray ye to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. That means to make laborers out of the group B members, to turn them into group A. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? That is why we are interested in the children. We are interested in the children being a very part of the church, involved in activities, doing things, because they are the ones that are going to be a part that is going to form a group A and a group B. But we have to mingle, teach them, let them feel a strong part of the church. Hallelujah. Somebody understands what I'm sharing with you. The next point is the principle of multiple services. Principle of multiple services. And frankly, I take this particular principle today as a prophetic word for us. I take it as a prophetic word for us. This is the principle that the presiding bishop was teaching this morning at the Flow Church. How many of you enjoyed him? Okay. All right. So a large part of us didn't listen. But I want to encourage you, every time there's an opportunity like that, you listen. This is our pastor, and he preaches to us every Sunday morning. So I take this principle as a prophetic word for us. Why? You see, it's a principle of multiple services. Principle of multiple services. And I feel that there are several things that are coming our way this season, because, you see, we cannot have several services or multiple services if we don't have our own place. Do you see? So I take it as several things coming our way really this season, that God is going to give us our own way and our own place. Hallelujah. God is really going to give us, and we are going to really also carry on this principle of multiple services. Hallelujah. We are going to experience this principle of multiple services because it is very important. Bishop said nobody ever told him about multiple services leading to church growth, but he discovered this almost by accident. And I don't even call it accident at all. It is God's great revelation to him. So he says, now I'm telling you that multiple services lead to church growth. To have multiple services lead to church growth. You know, the reason why I want all of you to be interested in church growth is it improves your life as well. I tell you, it will improve your life. You know, I think we have gone over a lot of times reasons why we should have a mega church. It improves your individual lives when you belong to a mega church, when your church is growing. Hallelujah. Now, is it scriptural? So, in order to have multiple church services, what are multiple church services? Multiple church services, obviously, is not once a day in a week, one Sunday in a week service. It cannot be multiple church services that we meet once a week. But when we are meeting multiple times, when we are meeting, we have several opportunities to meet, it adds to the church. Hallelujah. In the Bible, in Luke chapter 22, verse 53, Luke 22 and verse 53, Luke 22 and verse 53, it says, Jesus is saying, he says, when I was daily with you in the temple, daily with you in the temple. Are you listening? Do you understand? So he says, when I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me. But this is an hour and the power of darkness. So in other words, he's saying, when I was ministering to you every day in the temple, that means that he was in the temple teaching every day. Isn't that what it means? That means they were having daily services. That means they were having more than one service in a week. It was not once a week. Now, why would there be a need for multiple services like that? Because not everyone, for instance, this Sunday, not every one of our members is here. Do you see? Not everyone can attend every service, but there are different people for whatever their lifestyles are and what they are doing can attend one service or the other. So if we have the opportunity to have multiple services, then we make room for several people, because there are people who only have one day in a week off, which is perhaps Wednesday. There are people like that. They really love God. They want to serve God, but there is no church on Wednesday. And so if there is a church on Wednesday, they will come. And anything that is large, that is increasing and making increase and gaining, cannot be once a week. Bishop was giving an example of no shop that is making so much opens once a week. Only Monday. They open only on Monday. No shop opens like that, because you cannot get everyone to come to your shop on Monday. So if your shop opens only on Monday, then you are limited of how many people can participate. So then why do we only have only one Sunday in a week? So we need multiple services. Amen. We need multiple services. Jesus was having daily church meetings, daily church services in the temple. And that means that there were people who were gathering every day to listen to him. Because he wouldn't have had a service if there was no one. He was teaching daily in the temple. That means there were people who could come Monday. There was another group who could come Tuesday. Another group of people were off on Wednesday, and they would come to the temple to listen to him. There was always service. You miss Tuesday service, you catch the Friday one. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 21, verse 37. If you have the NLT, Luke chapter 21 and verse 37. It says, Luke 21, verse 37. It says, every day or every week? Every Sunday. Is that what you're reading? Every Saturday. Every Sabbath. It says, every day Jesus went to the temple to teach. Not the pews. Or not the disciples who were fishermen and they quit their jobs and they were following him. He says, every day Jesus went to the temple to teach. And each evening he returned to spend the night on the Mount of Olives. To do what? To do what? You people, you didn't listen to prayer places where you gather to pray, and Jesus' prayer places where he went to the Mount of Olives to pray. Okay, and then verse 38 says, the crowds gathered at the temple early each morning to hear him. I mean, it cannot be the same crowd. They had to work. They had to eat. Just like you. So one crowd will gather this day, another crowd will gather. So multiple churches cater for several people. Amen. And that is why I believe strongly God is going to give us a place where we can have multiple services. Hallelujah. Now you have to also understand that multiple services means your involvement. It means your involvement. It means we need multiple teachers, multiple pastors, multiple preachers. We need young people who are going to be in the church all the time. This one will not be there. Peyton will be there. Are you listening? Jerry will not be there. Who else will be there? Janista will be there. Are you listening to me? So we will have multiple services catered to multiple preachers, multiple teachers. Amen. Need you understand what I'm sharing? Are you sure? It makes sense to you? Yes. Why don't you clap for the young man? His mind is not drifted off. Amen. So we want people to rise up to this degree, to the degree where everyone is capable of taking a part of the service. That you handle the Tuesday, you handle the Wednesday. Amen. That is why when you are called aside to be a bus center leader, a shepherd, or something like that, you shouldn't take it lightly at all. You shouldn't take it lightly at all. Do you understand? You, what it means is that God is going to depend on you. You see, we take certain things in life very seriously, and there are others that we do not take seriously. Are you listening? But this is very important that God intentionally said, choose 70 elders, 70 of the people who have been around. What does elder mean? He has been around for a while. He has been taught. That is why, you see, the message that I'm preaching is actually pastoral messages. These are pastoral messages. But we belong to a church where we give everyone the opportunity to serve God, to do the work of God. Everyone. So in our church, all these young people can become pastors. All of them. Lady Pastor Zemira, preaching powerfully. Are you listening? Powerful preachers. Amen. All these people can become pastors. They can become leaders, singers. They can become worship leaders. They can become people who take over the projection and do things. We need them. So when God calls you aside and says, separate from amongst them 70 of them, that I may take the spirit that is upon you and place on them, God knows that you are part of the 70. He needs 70. And he has called you to be a part of it. So you taking it lightly, you know, I forgot to check the attendance, the people didn't come, and I don't really care. You know, it's like the work is, you are really, really trivializing something that God is depending on. I hope you understand what I'm sharing with you. Something that God is really depending on. God is really calling on you. God is really needing 70 people, and you are one of them. He has chosen you to be one of the 70. He doesn't need 72. He doesn't need 69. He doesn't need 68. He doesn't need 65. He needs 70, and you are one of the 70. So you taking a slack off, it's mean you are telling God, deal with 69, not me. As for me, you know, they just called me. So then you quickly resign and say, Lord, add another one to be the 70th and not me. Because God is going to depend on you to be one of the 70. It's not an easy thing. You know, you see, when you are ignorant, the Bible says God winks. But when you know, it's a different story. It's a different story. Hallelujah. Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? So don't trivialize this work. Don't trivialize this work. And you who has not been called a bus center leader or a shepherd, now you know
that God is needing many people to know and to do this work. He needs multiple services. And so you relaxing in church and say, me, I'm always going to be clapping hands and I'll give my offerings, I'll pay my tithe. But pastor, I will take a part of the service, dear. No. For the word, not me. That you have defined your role permanently. Is somebody understanding? You understand the message that I'm sharing with you. Look, you don't belong to a church where we don't expect you to grow. We will not let you be the same like that, because you are going to answer. That is why we read the scriptures to you. That is why we read the scriptures to you. Amen. I have a lot to share with you, but let me just read one scripture and then we can end our points here, because Acts chapter 2 and verse 46. Acts chapter 2 and verse 46. Acts chapter 2 and verse 46. The Bible says, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and they continuing once a week, and they continuing every Sunday, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple. That means that they were meeting daily in the church, daily in the temple. So you see, you realize that we need many lay pastors to be involved in this. You know, there was a point called 80-20 principle. We can't get to that. There's so much that I wanted to share with you there. But we need many lay people to be involved. Because if we are having daily services, you realize I cannot have daily services. But you can have the Tuesday service. You can have the Wednesday service. You can have the Friday service. I can do the Saturday service. You can do the Sunday service. And so on and so forth. But they continue daily in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Amen. Now that's another great blessing, when your house is the place where the children of God meet. It's one of the greatest blessings that you can ever experience. I'm telling you. It's one of the greatest blessings. Amen. See, with this, all this house to house, they are in the Bible. And you see, let me show you. He said, and they were breaking bread from house to house and did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. God intended to add to the church daily. It is the Lord's work. He wants to add to the church daily. But the church is not meeting daily. It's a good place to clap your hands properly together. Amen. So, make up your mind to be a part of this and pray that God will give us a place that we can have multiple services. Hallelujah. Even if we can have, can you imagine, even if we have two services on Sunday? If we have two services on Sunday, we have one service in the morning and one service in the evening. Don't you think there are some people who can only attend the morning service? And we will have those. And then we will have the people who attend the afternoon service. And then when we add the morning and the afternoon service, we are reaching mega church. Amen.
So we need a place, we need the opportunity to have multiple services. And I believe God is going to make way for us. Amen. Multiple service where the morning service, Pastor Chiani is preaching powerfully in the morning service. And then the afternoon service, Pastor Jesse is preaching powerfully. And I mean, next week you come, who is preaching? Pastor Joe is preaching powerfully, you know. And then who is the new person that was preaching last week? Lady Pastor Joanna. Wow. Is that Joanna that was sitting down in the front? She's there and she is not there. And then, yes, she's not. I mean, God is ready to use anyone who will avail herself or himself. He says, you just choose 70 of them and just bring them. God is prepared to anoint you for greater works. I said, God is prepared to anoint you no matter who you are. God is prepared to anoint you for greater work. Put your hands together for the Lord. Our time is up. And rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Father, we are grateful and thankful. We thank you, Lord, for your Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for ministering to us and teaching us in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. With all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon. You are not born again. I want to give you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. If that is you, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior, lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. You want to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. I want you all to join me and say this prayer together. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wash me with your blood. I accept you as my Lord. I welcome you as my Master. And I receive you as my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. You are the
Word of the King. We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 1810 Randall Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.